Morning. Oh, now. The crimson east, its fire streak burning, tempts me to wander neath the blushing morn, winding the zigzag lane, turning and turning as winds the crooked fence's wildered thorn. Where is the eye can gaze upon the blushes unmoved with which yon cloudless heaven flushes? I cannot pass the very bramble weeping neath dewy teardrops that its spears surround, like harlot's mockery on the wan cheek creeping, gilding the poison that is meant to wound. I cannot pass the bent ere gales have shaken its transient crowning off, each point adorning. But all the feelings of my soul awaken to own the witcheries of most lovely morning. The Robin's Nest. Come, luscious spring, come with thy mossy roots, thy weed-strown banks, young grass and tender shoots of woods new plashed, sweet smells of opening blooms, sweet sunny mornings and right glorious dooms of happiness to seek and harbour in, far from the ruder world's inglorious din, who see no glory but in sordid pelf, and naught of greatness but its little self, scorning the splendid gift that nature gives, where nature's glory ever breathes and lives. Seated in crimping ferns, uncurling now in russet fringes, ere in leaves they bow, and moss as green as silk, there let me be. By the grey-powdered trunk of old oak tree, buried in green delights to which the heart clings with delight and beats as loath to part. The birds, unbid, come round about to give their music to my pleasures. Wild flowers live about as if for me. They smile and bloom like uninvited guests that love to come, their wildwood fragrant offerings all to bring, paying me kindness like a throned king. Lost in such ecstasies in this old spot, I feel that rapture which the world hath not, that joy like health that flushes in my face amid the brambles of this ancient place, shut out from all but that superior power that guards and glads and cheers me every hour, that wraps me like a mantle from the storm of care and bids the coldest hope be warm, that speaks in spots where all things silent be in words not heard but felt. Each ancient tree with lichens decked, time's hoary pedigree becomes a monitor to teach and bless and rid me of the evils cares possess, and bids me look above the trivial things to which pride's mercenary spirit clings, the pomps, the wealth, and artificial toys that men call wealth, beleagued with strife and noise, to seek the silence of their ancient reign, and be myself in memory once again. To trace the path of briar, entangled holt or bushy closen, where the wanton colt crops the young juicy leaves from off the hedge in this old wood, where birds their passions pledge and court and build and sing their undersong in joy's own cue that to their hearts belong. Having no wish or want unreconciled, but spellbound to their homes within the wild, where old neglect lives patron and befriends their homes with safety's wildness, where naught lends a hand to injure, root up, or disturb the things of this old place. There is no curb of interest, industry, or slavish gain to war with nature, so the weeds remain and wear an ancient passion that arrays one's feelings with the shadows of old days. The rest of peace, the sacredness of mind, in such deep solitudes we seek and find, where moss grows old and keeps an evergreen, and footmarks seem like miracles when seen, so little